In this short sermon excerpt,
the late Harry Reeder articulates a link between 20th century theological liberalism, or modernism, and 21st century progressivism. While liberalism and progressivism are not the same and must be distinguished, both liberalism and progressivism are attempts to save Christianity. Liberalism and progressivism share the same goals, methods, and mission, which are diametrically opposed to Christianity and the Christian message. Have a listen.
Theologically, progressive Christianity is not promoting what we would call liberal theology. It is promoting what I would call progressive theology. But here's what became obvious to me, that we could go around looking at all of the issues, critical theory, critical race theory, critical law theory, intersectionality, side B, side A, all of these things that keep coming our way. And certainly they all need to be answered. I wouldn't be doing the sermon I'm doing tonight, nor the one I did a couple of weeks ago, in terms of side B theology. I wouldn't be doing it if it didn't need to be addressed. But we've also got to understand, what is it that lifts the doors for these things? What is it that gives them traction? What is it that opens the door? And that's what became obvious to me. What was obvious to me is that the 21st century manifestation of progressive Christianity, contemporary progressive Christianity, was cut from the same bolt of cloth as 19th and 20th century liberal Christianity. Both of them have the same motivation. Liberal Christianity promises to rescue the church. In the 19th century, the modern mind would not tolerate the anachronistic claims of biblical Christianity any longer. It didn't need it. The modern mind had arrived at a place that those things would not be tolerated. Therefore, we are going to rescue the church from cultural irrelevance. We're going to make the church culturally relevant for the 21st century. More than that, we're going to adopt a new mission, and the mission is cultural transformation. In fact, a new movement came into existence for the 21st century. Magazines and everything was published around it, the Christian Century, that we are now, particularly Protestant mainline churches, are going to usher in a post-millennial utopia that will answer all of the brokenness of our culture. And so there's the motivation. We're going to rescue the church from cultural irrelevance. There's the mission. We're going to promote cultural transformation. Well, what is the result? Well, the result is inevitable. Whatever becomes your functional motivation and mission will eventually determine your message. It was just a matter of time until, in order to be culturally relevant and a player in cultural transformation, that the church had to engage in cultural accommodation in its message. And the modern mind could not abide by things like an incarnation, a resurrection, the exclusivity of Christ in salvation, an atoning death on the cross. Those things, they have no resonance in the modern mind. We have to reinterpret this. So instead of a sin-saving gospel, it becomes a social gospel that will cure the remedy, that will be the remedy to cure the ills of the day economically and demographically. And all of those things can now be cured by this new Christianity, which has gone through and vacuumed out anything that is foundational to Christianity, anything that is supernatural, anything that smacks of a holy God who creates the way for sinful men to be right with God because of his grace and his mercy and any attendant doctrine. And so thus the result became liberal theology. Well, what is the motivation of progressive Christianity? You can go read the proponents. I'll be glad to give you the list. It is the very same branding. We are going to rescue the evangelical church. So what's at stake now is no longer the Protestant church. Interestingly, where is the Protestant mainline church because of the 19th and 20th century movement of liberal Christianity? It's on the dustbin of history. It's empty. It's gone. It is in the trajectory to oblivion. But now Satan has put his eyes on the evangelical church, which thrived in contrast to the mainline church, because it would not abandon the authority, the supremacy, the sufficiency, the inerrancy of God's word. It would not abandon historic Christianity. But now the sights have been set on evangelical Christianity, and you don't want to be on the dustbin of history. You want to be, and I quote, you want to be on the right side of history. You want to be on the right side of history. You don't want to be consigned to the dustbin. We are going to rescue the evangelical church. See, your children are going to college and not coming back. You're not going to win the next generation. We are going to rescue you. So again, the motivation isn't to destroy any more than liberal Christianity's motivation was to destroy. That's the end result, but that's not the motivation. The motivation is we're going to save it for you. That, and how are we going to save it? Cultural transformation. Redeem the city. Seek the welfare of the city. Now, Pastor, aren't those biblical terms? Yes, they're biblical terms, but they have to be interpreted in their biblical context, not by the context of the culture, but by the context of what the Word of God says. And in this series, I walked you through the redeeming of the city at Ephesus, the redeeming of the city at Samaria. How did those cities get redeemed? Not by the cultural movement and the social and political movement of the church, but by the church staying on mission, on message, and in ministry. In Samaria, it said they preached Jesus, and the Jews and the Gentiles believed. And the city was glad. At Ephesus, they rooted out the industries of idolatry because of the growing work of Christianity and the demise of idolatry. The cities were turned around, upside down. In fact, it says the world was turned upside down, but that's not because Paul went out to lead the church in its missionary endeavors to turn the world upside down. He went out to turn sinners right side up. And